This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most listened to your radio program on the Northern Plains is underway, brought to you by our fine sponsors. You hear the sponsors we talk about that are here, part of the program. You're listening to every second, I hope. And if you miss it, more often than not, repeat it on 550 KFIRE, our flagship, 7 to 9 Central Time. So check that out. Okay? We appreciate our fine sponsors, including this hour, our friends at Heedalls, because Heedalls has it. That's right. You know what they have? The parts you need when you need it. But better than that, when you walk in, the people who know exactly what you're looking for, how to find it, take care of you. The secret weapon, really, that makes Heedalls best of the best is the people. Like Ron Eisenbein in Aberdeen. He's a territory sales rep. He's out there dealing with a lot of folks that are looking for the latest and greatest in auto body supplies. And by golly, they take care of them. They really do. Started, calling on body shops a few years ago, working on the counters, and then went to outside sales. So he's done a little bit of everything for those folks. And he is a car guy, like many of them are, right there. That's right. You know what he has? You're going to get jealous. A Hemi hot rod. Yes, it's true. See the eyes now on Todd and Manny. They're just like, what? 1934 Ford Roadster High Boy. 392 Hemi in it with a 4-speed. And a Jag rear end. That, ladies and gentlemen, is a hot rod. So that's beautiful. A lot of power in that baby. Also working on a 69 Chevelle 2-door post with a 396 4-speed. So a project car going. You know, they often do. The folks we talk to at Heedalls tell us right away where their first car was. You know, I love talking to them about it because the passion is there. They're specialists in the industry. Stop and see them. Bonds at the Heedalls in Aberdeen, but you'll find them in western Minnesota, eastern Montana, northern South Dakota, of course, all throughout North Dakota. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you. Congressman Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall coming up here in just a couple of minutes. While we wait for the congressman to join us, some calls waiting here. Fred and Wing, what's on your mind?
Hello, Scott. How's everything going?
Better now that you called, Fred. How about you?
Hey, you just talked about those old cars. I've always wanted to say this. I got a 68 Torino. 1968 Torino GT.
No
my
fair.
Favorite car ever in my life.
What color?
It was cherry red.
Oh, my.
Two-door, 390, baby moon hubcaps in the back. 4-speed, 390 in it, could go way faster than what you should go. and you could make 22 to 23 miles to the gallon with it. It had a high-speed rear end in it. What a wonderful car. I wish I never would have sold it.
Oh, baby.
If somebody out there still got it, call me up. It's a great car. I don't know if anybody knows what a Torino GT was, but they were nice. Good tech. Anyway, what I'm calling about is egg industry, of course. I'm in the egg industry, up to my neck in the egg industry, and my son's in the egg industry. And, you know, we're hurting out here pretty bad. But big business, I think, is our biggest threat. They've got government-sponsored monopolies on every corner working against us right now. And with this economic thing going, you know, the price of food should be going down. We always talk about the price of oil going down, and then the price of gas follows it. Now, in our industry, the price of food, I don't think if you go to your grocery store, you've seen any kind of a let-up in the food industry, even though on the other end of it, you know, we're cutting half, sometimes 60% to 70% cut in what we're getting. And we've been that way for 2 years, but food doesn't go down in the store, and that's government-sponsored monopoly. Some of these companies are so big, they will not let their grip go on economics. They will not let the group go on the free enterprise system.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there and ask Congressman Kevin Cramer, who's now joined us, to answer whether or not Fred has a point here, whether this is, as he's described it, a fair reading of the economic environment for our producers.
Hi, Scott. Hey, Fred.
Hi.
Given your situation that you've described, I think is very typical of what we're seeing going on. The one of the issues related to you drew the relationship or the comparison to oil, and I don't have the exact prices, but I want to say that the food price index, there's an index called food price index that I think that various groups do this, but and that is the percent of the price of groceries that is the result of the price of the commodity. And with regard to food, I think the commodity price is a very small part of the overall price of the food. Now, without defending monopolies, by the way, there's probably something to your point, but I do think that the marketing of the products, whether it's the packaging, which is part of marketing, obviously, the promotion, the transportation, all those things have an impact, but the actual commodity price that the farmer gets is, if it's not a shrinking piece, it's a very small piece of it. Whereas with regard to oil, I think the price of the commodity is a larger percentage of the price of the finished product. So that's would be the reason, I think, for the difference between the two commodities or the two products. That said, that's not to say that there's still not some, I don't want to call anything illegal, but that there's not some pricing inequity that may be improper, maybe the result of the larger food groups or the larger marketing groups. But I think, in fairness, the farmer gets a smaller piece of the overall price of the groceries. Although you also raise another important point, where I think there is a comparison, or at least a proper connection, and that is, why isn't the price of a lot more stuff going down, given the price of transportation clearly coming down? Because clearly the price of transportation is largely tied to the price of fuel. And I've not seen the price of food or a lot of other things come down with the price of, with the cost of transportation. I think that's, that raises probably begs a bigger question.
I appreciate the call, Fred. Fred actually, I think, hung up just to listen, and I didn't know if he had more of a question, but appreciate that very much. Joe and Bismarck and Dana Judd here waiting to weigh in, too. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here at the Talk Radio Town Hall. Is something we do every single week. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Joe and Bismarck going to weigh in on this presidential race. Joe, go ahead.
One thing I want to mention first is Congressman Cramer. I certainly respect you for coming on the radio and taking every question from anybody. I think a lot of politicians out there would not put themselves in that particular predicament, but you do a great job answering all of people's questions, so I appreciate you coming.
Thanks, Joe. You know what I've learned, Joe, by doing it? I get better at it. I don't have every answer, believe me, but I learn a lot doing it this way, too. But thanks for the encouragement.
Certainly. The other thing, everybody's saying that, the Cruz, I think Cruz, if you listen to all the debates, Cruz and Carly Fiorina seem like the best ticket all the way through if you really listen to all the debates. And everybody's saying that the Republican congressman would not support a Cruz ticket if it was a ticket like that. I'm just asking you, in your opinion, I believe most of them would.
I don't know if you missed this, Kevin, but she came out today and endorsed him this morning.
Yeah, I heard that on the radio coming into my office, actually. I think I heard it on this show, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, bless you.
Yeah, it was interesting. First of all, you raise an interesting point, Joe, in this particular time, because one of the things that has intrigued me as a member of Congress and, one person in the big circle of influence, is that Cruz seems to be the anti-Trump alternative. And I think that's the wrong way to look at it altogether. I mean, if members of Congress are looking for the least offensive, colleague to support, I think that's unfair to the voters, because in my mind, elections, including primaries and caucuses, are not about the parties, for sure, and they're just, obviously they're about the candidate, but more than anything, they're about the voters themselves. And I think with regard to Ted Cruz. Do I think that most of the members of Congress, the vast majority of members, maybe all of them, I don't know, would rally around a Ted Cruz presidency should he, or candidacy should he win the nomination? I think absolutely they would, just as I would expect they will around a Donald Trump candidacy or anybody else's candidacy. The thing that's a little weird this time, of course, is that it's, first of all, it's been a bit more combative, perhaps, than recent history. Donald Trump has certainly made it more dramatic in many respects. The large number of candidates that we started out with created a sort of an elongated process compared to recent history. But all that said, I don't think it's a lot different than previous years. The momentum that, you know, that the front runner creates early discards, you know, gets rid of a lot of the other candidates. Well, again, they hung in there longer this time, largely because of money or perhaps, you know, just sheer numbers of them. But the momentum continues to build for the front runner, and others continue to sort of fall off. And, you know, whether it's Donald Trump or Ted Cruz, I personally think at this point, and this is just my view of it, and realizing I've not taken a survey of members of Congress, I don't know where most of them would come down if their choice is Donald Trump or Ted Cruz. I'm sensing more of them are starting to go toward Ted Cruz, probably because he might be probably clearly a more consistent conservative.
Hold that thought if you would. Congressman Kevin Cramer. Joe will get you the rest of the answer on the other side of the break and get back to your calls. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door, a handshake accompanied by a warm hello, full service attention to all of your financial needs, from starting your child's savings account to closing on your first mortgage. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. Well, that and conveniently designed spaces to make banking even more comfortable for you. Get what you've come to expect. First International Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following John Deere tractors: a 2014 9560RT, only 795 hours; a 2013 6190R with loader, only 325 hours; a 2015 9620R four-wheel drive, only 57 hours; and a 2009 9630T with tracks, only 2,000 hours. For detailed information on all of these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
When I need a fill, I head for PetroServe USA. When I'm a little hungry, I head for PetroServe USA. You should, too, under the red, white, and blue, helping America fuel better at PetroServe USA stores near you. All month long, some great specials on Deli Express egg salad, tuna salad, or chicken salad, $2.29 each. Got a sweet tooth? Me, too. Rice Krispie Treats, 79 cents each. King-size candy bars, M&M's, Snickers, all 79 cents. Or king-size salted nut rolls, just 89 cents each. Plus, check out some really cool North Dakota and Minnesota hoodies, just $14.99 each. Jack Link's original and teriyaki jerky's $4.29 a bag, too. And all day, every day, Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, 20-ounce drink of your choice, two cookies, four items for $4 at PetroServe USA. Helping America feel better by connecting our North Dakota farm fields to North Dakota oil fields at PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Long neck bottom,
let go my hand.
Hey, jukebox, don't start playing that song again. There's a girl at home who loves me. You know she won't understand. Long
hold my hand.
Garth Brooks. A big concert news today that he's coming, prompting lots of our listeners to reminisce a little bit about their best concert ever. Love it. We have a little contest, not a contest going, we're just asking the question on Facebook, so check that out, 800-228-0550 is the toll-free telephone number. If you have questions for Congressman Kevin Cramer, and the talk radio town hall goes all the way to the top of the hour here, so your questions are welcome. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503, that's 701-226-8503, and email us to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, brought to you part today by B-Mobile. They have a $650 check waiting for you. That's right. What for? Well, to switch to Verizon, of course. They want you to be part of the B-Mobile local family-owned company, the Verizon family, the name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. So right now, perfect time to join, because you can get unstuck from your current carrier by visiting B-Mobile. Switch to Verizon. They give you up to $650 to get out of your current contract. See the store for all the complete details. And you'll find them in Fargo, in Bismarck, in Detroit Lakes, in Grand Forks, in Jamestown, in Valley City, and in Wahpeton. Online at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. All right, so Joe in Bismarck is talking about Ted Cruz, Carly Fiorina, and the state of the race. And go ahead and finish your thought there, Ken.
Sure. So I guess the point I'm sort of making is, besides, I do believe the vast majority of Republican activists and leadership, if you call it leadership, will rally around the nominee, whoever they are. In the meantime, they're going to fight like hell for the person that they like the best. I kind of get that. I don't mind that at all. It's a free country, and that's what elections are all about. That said, I think what's interesting to me is this whole Trump versus Cruz thing, because you've got similarities but great differences as well. You've got, on one hand, you know, the consistent sort of burn the house down conservative in Cruz, and then you've got this less consistent anti-establishment but clearly not Tea Party Trump, who's sort of burn the house down candidate. People clearly want somebody willing to burn the house down, and I get it. And so it's fun to watch it stack up, and it's fun to also watch various people who are used to a more traditional campaign wonder which side of unconventional should we get on at this point, and that's the dilemma. That said, Scott, as promised, I did.
Just before you do this, I want Joe and Bismarck to give a prediction. Joe, what do you think North Dakota Republicans would pick for president? Who would be their top pick?
I think it's between Cruz and Trump, and I'm assuming if Rubio was out of the race, it would have been Cruz.
Okay. Interesting point right there. That last point is very interesting, and that brings me to maybe the next phase of this. So, as you know, Joe, and certainly Scott, you know, I started an online straw poll, given that our state party just wasn't able, and understandably, that given their short timeline that was imposed on state parties by the RNC, and then the complexity of the new rules, it wasn't possible for them to get to conduct a traditional caucus in a way that would ensure the type of integrity that they're used to. And so I thought I'd have some fun and conduct my own straw poll, and especially given that we're in the Super Bowl of Super Bowls in terms of politics right now. And so I started the straw poll on February 2nd. I was going to run it through Super Tuesday, but decided to extend it another week because of the dynamics that came out of Super Tuesday. So it's important to note it's not sanctioned by any national or state Republican party. It's not binding on our delegates, but I do think it's instructive. So here are the results. First of all, by the way, 4,740 North Dakotans participated in the poll. That's how many people logged on from North Dakota. We went and deduped, and we made sure, you know, we had people give us their mailing zip codes so that we'd make sure they weren't, they weren't out-of-staters. And not that we don't love them, but this was a North Dakota straw poll. And Donald Trump finished in first place with 37.66% of the vote. Ted Cruz came in second with 25.74, so about 12 points behind Trump. And then Rubio was third with 17.26%. And in fourth is Ben Carson. Dr. Ben Carson received 551 votes, which is 11.6%. and then Kasich with 3.23, and then we left the rest of them in because, of course, Santorum, Huckabee, Christie, Fiorina, Bush, Rand Paul were all still in the race at the beginning of all of this. So they all received somewhere around 3% total. So there you have it. Trump well in front. Cruz, you know, second. Rubio third, and then Ben Carson actually did better in my straw poll than he did in most other states. And in fact, prior to his getting out, he was tracking somewhere around the mid-teens. So I think he resonated with people. But I want to get Joe's final point there, where he said if it was Trump versus Cruz, he thinks it would have been Cruz. Maybe what I ought to do is, in a week or so, reopen it and just have a one-on-one race and see how it would turn out with people. So we might have some fun with that yet.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. I mean, that's the nature of elections, Joe, right? Obviously, but if you take Rubio at 800 and you take Cruz at 1200, 2000 between the two of them. So
that's right.
Trump has that problem in a lot of places right now. I continue to say if there's four people in this race, for the next month or so, Trump's the nominee.
Yeah.
He's going to be the nominee. If folks want to rally and actually see if there's an alternative to Trump, then really Rubio at this point has to go. And last night, not a good showing at all. And obviously, same thing with Kasich. But I bet Kasich stays in Iowa to prevent Trump from getting it, you know?
Maybe so. And they're all entitled to do whatever they want to do, obviously. But I think part of the dilemma is, as Joe pointed out, a lot of these people aren't comfortable with either Trump or Cruz, and they think their best bet is to stay, to stay in or have their person stay in to... to prevent Trump from getting a clear path to the victory. But the reality is, let's face it, Scott, when we get to these winner-take-all states, first place is the whole enchilada. So it's pretty much, it's going to be as usual, I think. I think Donald Trump walks away the victor, frankly. Again, if others want to do something different, I'm all for them doing it. I personally think that it's clear that the Trump candidacy is a movement. And I'm not in a panic like many of my party leaders are. I don't find him, I find him different. He certainly wouldn't have been one of my top picks, but I also don't find him that bad. And certainly compared to Hillary Clinton, my gosh, and elections are about voters more than they are about political parties. And I think Republican leaders ought to step up and help Donald Trump be a successful candidate and help him be a successful president. I'm not going to endorse him, however, because he hasn't asked me to. And the last thing a front runner needs is another politician's endorsement, because we've seen what that's done to the previous ones.
No kidding. Joe, anything else?
No, thank you.
Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate the call very much. Bill, want to get a comment on Trump in here. Bill from Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind for Congressman Kevin Cramer.
Hey, Bill. One of the things that I think that keeps Trump up on top with a lot of us and stuff is he's got business, personal life, and a lot of the problems that he has touches all of our lives. And if he was to correct all of these problems, stuff like that's going to make all our lives better, which he has to make sure everybody's lives are better. A lot of his business depends on, his resorts and everything depends on the people.
There's nothing like selfish motive. You're right.
Yeah, he can't go shoot himself in the foot and hurt the people.
Interesting point, Bill. Appreciate the comment. Listen for Congressman Cramer's response on the other side of the break. Craig and Mandan, Dane and Judd. We'll get to all of you here, folks, on What's on Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Everybody has people that are very dear to them, very near to them, whether it's a spouse, children, grandchildren, whatever it is. If there's unfortunate death like this, that affects the whole family. But even if it's an injury, you can still have a serious injury that changes life for all of those. And if we can just wake them up to the fact that that's how important it really is and that the children are getting hurt through them getting hurt, that seems to make a bit of a difference. And that's something that all of our safety consultants work at very hard to try and get them to realize, why. One of the whys it's important to not only sit through a training, but take it in, soak it in, and apply it and make sure that they're working in a safe manner each and every day.
To learn more about training that can help improve safety in your home or workplace, go to ndsc.org or call the North Dakota Safety Council at 800-932-8890. That's 800-932-8890.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
His eyes are cold and restless, wounds have almost healed. She'd give half a Texas to change the way he feels.
28 before the top of the hour on What's On Your Mind. Donald Trump has won the North Dakota Republican online presidential straw poll commissioned by Congressman Kevin Cramer. Here's the tally. Trump in first with 37%. Garth Brooks in second with 25.7%. Oh, I'm sorry, it was Ted Cruz.
I'm sure he supports him, however.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Garth. Garth is a Democrat. He's for Obama. Never mind. Oh, yeah. Ted Cruz with 25%. Rubio with 17% in third. Carson in fourth with 11. What that? Ron Paul next at, you know, they really drop off here. Like 3% for, what is it? 2% for Paul. Less than a percent for Bush, Fiorina, Christie, Huckabee, and Santorum. But the results are out. You have them now. All right, so caller, before the break, go ahead and let you respond to that.
Oh, yeah. No, what was his question?
His point was on Trump is going to go in there and do the right thing to fix things because he's got so much self-interest in doing it. Yeah.
Right. It is an interesting point. You know, Donald Trump has made a strong point of the fact that he's not beholden to anybody since he's self-funded. Well, but it's not like Donald Trump's nobody. You know what I mean? So if he's beholden to himself, he's got a lot of interest to be beholden to. In fact, he's got a lot of international investments. He's got, you know, investments all over the world. So I think if I understood Bill's point correctly, and I wish he'd, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, his point is that what's good for Donald Trump's businesses should be good for all business, which should be good for job creation and good for America. And I think that's a valid point. I don't think a guy should be neither punished or rewarded necessarily for being wealthy. I do think his success in business, though, is a relevant experience for the job. And I think that's what a lot of other people are concluding as well. I don't think the guy gets to be successful as Donald Trump, certainly not by being dumb. He may be a little reckless with his language, but that might serve him well in that case. So there's no perfect candidate, and I think Bill's point is a good one.
Craig and Manda, and next for Congressman Kevin Cramer on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. The thing about scares me about Trump is that he seems to play different parts, different roles. He says one thing one day, and then the next day he's kind of, well, he changed his mind on that, and it's okay to change his mind. But I guess the foreign affairs is what really scares me, is that I don't believe that he has any foreign affairs experience. And with his temperament and his attitude, I think that he might get us into more trouble about our foreign affairs with world leaders than that we can afford. And I think it would just be a total array mess. And maybe I'm wrong, but that's just the way I feel about it.
Well, he's certainly given you enough reason to be concerned about it, hasn't he? I mean, his rhetoric is, as I said earlier, it's pretty rough. Although it's played well to the Republican base, I do think, I'm going to go back to what I said earlier about his experience as a successful business leader. We can't forget that Donald Trump is largely an actor in many respects, and that's served him well. I think the same thing, remember he called himself flexible. I don't think there's any question he is not an ideologue. He is not going to be as consistent as Ted Cruz. I think when you think about not only foreign affairs, but you know, Supreme Court justice nominations, for example, Donald Trump's not going to be as you're not going to be as confident about him. That said, the fact that he's successful, the fact that he's needed other people to be successful, the fact that he's in the hospitality industry and successful tells you that he's not as unilateral as he probably comes off in terms of his political rhetoric. My hope is this, Craig. My hope is that he's smart enough to surround himself with really good, strong, successful people that have the skills that he maybe doesn't have, and that he is willing to listen to good advice and sound advice. And I just believe that a guy that's gotten to where Donald Trump has gotten is probably better at that than he's displayed to this.
At least the thing that I like about Ted Cruz is that when he was on the debates, he lined out what he was going to do, how he was going to do it, what he stood for, you know, that's what I like. And you hear Trump, he's going to make America great again. Well, okay, so what are you going to do? What's your plan? What do you stand for? We haven't heard a thing about that, and that's why I like Ted Cruz. And I don't know the story about Mr. Cruz in the Republican Party when he's in office and voting and stuff like that. I don't know what the animosity is about him, but.
Well, I think the animosity is we have no idea. We here's my take, Kevin. Tell me if this is too strong. There's no way the Republican establishment as it exists today, which, you know, isn't exactly, you know, like the meeting of the Republican establishment. But I'm just saying how K Street works and kind of the party bosses and the party apparatus. Any fair reading would say there's no way we control Donald Trump. So this to me is a control thing. They're just saying, you know, we have no idea. We probably can't even have a dialogue with the guy, right? I mean, isn't this a fear of a lack of control over a candidate?
I think there is something to that. Certainly, Ted Cruz has demonstrated that no one's going to have a lot of control over him either. But I do think Craig's point about reliably consistent conservative in terms of, and by the way, specificity of a plan is certainly Ted Cruz's strength. That said, I think that it may be a bit too rigid specificity for many people. And that's why I think the K Street thing is very interesting as you raise it. And when Scott says K Street, for those that may not know Washington speak, that is sort of the establishment. That's the lobbyist, pro-business, or the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is often associated with that. They're not nearly as bad as people might think, but right now they're in a full-fledged panic. But they wouldn't control Ted Cruz any more than that they would control Donald Trump, and that's the interesting dilemma that they're facing. Which one, you know, do we distrust the least, I suppose, is what they're probably trying to weigh.
Appreciate the call, Craig. A couple quick things have come in on different topics. We have a lot of calls still waiting to weigh in on Trump, and I want to get to them. But we had a question texted in. Hey, Caterpillar's moving to Mexico. Why doesn't Congress deal with the out-migration of jobs and capital?
Well, we have in the House trying to take on tax reform, obviously, and that's the biggest issue. The biggest issue with out-migration of jobs with businesses is that we punish successful job creators in this country. And I think every Republican presidential candidate has talked about this. Bernie Sanders talks about inversion and Hillary Clinton, and they want to punish people for leaving the country. What we ought to do is stop punishing them for leaving, for staying in the country with the highest corporate tax rate in the country, the highest income tax rate, or I mean in the world, highest income tax rate in the world by a ton. There's not even a close second in terms of the way we tax multinational and, frankly, our own firms that are just simply national firms. So we need a tax, a less punitive tax code, especially as it relates to job creation and small business. It's a completely two different visions of how it should work. The Democratic vision is punish them if they leave, which you can be sure they'll leave because they'd have no reason to stay. Or the Republican version, which is stop punishing them for being successful overseas and bringing their money back here.
Another text, Mike from Jamestown. I know this is off subject, but what was going on out in Oregon with this guy, Lavoy Finicum? He was shot the other day. It's been more than the other day, but I think what happened this week, I don't know if you heard this, Kevin, but the FBI, a FBI agent of many that were there on the scene that day, suspected of lying about firing twice at Finicum. And now there is a Justice Department criminal investigation.
That's right.
That's going on of the FBI folks. But I know you've taken this question before and have talked about other members of Congress that are digging into this. Anything on the congressional level that's happening?
Not yet, but with the Justice Department digging in, that's very encouraging, obviously. The oversight committees continue to look at it. The thing about the congressional oversight is we don't like to get too far ahead of official oversight. Nothing's going to change the circumstance, so we want to make sure we get all the facts, get all the evidence. It was the state police that in Oregon that say that their investigation shows that it was a warranted shooting, that they did find a gun on him, a handgun on his body, in his pocket, that video shows that he was reaching for it when a state police officer shot him. I think it was three of the bullets from state police officers that actually fatally wounded him. So there is video, there is evidence, there are obviously a lot of people were at the scene and they continue to look into it. And we'll go about it in a very judicious manner, but there seems to be a little bit of conflict, not surprising.
Yeah, when FBI agents are lying, that's not a good sign at all. I'm glad there's an investigation going on there. Tammy, Burke County, what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah.
Hey,
thanks,
Tammy,
for taking my call. I guess during this campaign, I guess what really I'm sticking with, I'm a Trump and a Cruz fan also. I was Trump, but I'm leaning more towards Cruz, thinking that he'll conduct himself closer to the Constitution than Trump would.
Yeah,
but what scares me is we had Obama in there for 7 years, and the people he appointed around him kind of, you know, thought the same way he did, and a lot of it is why we're in trouble the way we are. So I'm waiting for them to announce their vice president, and I think that would tell a lot about each candidate, which direction they're going to go in by the people that they're going to, you know, appoint to the different positions. Have you gotten any idea of who they might be appointing or looking towards? Or
Tammy, that is an excellent point, Scott. What Tammy just said, you know, the tradition in this business is to not announce a running mate early and to not announce what your cabinet would look like early. No, it wouldn't shock me if Donald Trump sort of broke from that tradition, because if he has a strength, it's as a manager, right? It's as a business owner. And I think Donald Trump would veer away from the sort of the traditional cabinet, you know, appointment situation. He's probably looking at, and he has named in the past some of the, you know, some of the real big sort of business leaders,
right,
like a Carl Icahn, people like that
mm-hmm.
that would be more certainly in his mold. But Tammy, I think that's a relevant question, and I've not asked it. I don't know how many others have.
How about John Kasich? How about John Kasich?
Well,
he'd be great. I think he'd be great. That's the worst part about it. A lot of these candidates they're running against would be really great in some of these lead positions.
Well, here's my reasoning for he's a governor. He's been a governor, so executive. That's a good thing. Has been in Congress. You know, really did some great things in the budget committee. Knows foreign policy.
Yeah.
Foreign policy, wicked smart.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Wicked smart on foreign policy. And he brings you Ohio.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I've thought a lot about that. Hey, you know what, Tammy and Scott, you raised a great point. If you've never read the book, A Team of Rivals, about Abraham Lincoln, you know, he brought in all of his nomination rivals into his cabinet, and it was genius as it worked out for him. There's a lot
of... You can fix some things darn quick. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, short break, back with more. Tammy, thank you for the call. Thought-provoking question. Another segment to go on the Talk Radio Town Hall.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wiedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council is seeking soybean farmers to fill two of North Dakota's three director positions on the United Soybean Board. This national board of farmer leaders oversees national soy checkoff investments to maximize profit opportunities for all U.S. soybean farmers. All soybean farmers who pay the checkoff are eligible to apply. To be considered, you must complete the required application, an agreement to serve form, and submit them to the Soybean Council office by 4 p.m. on Friday, March 18th. The council Board of Directors will submit to the U.S. Department of Agriculture a first preferred nominee and an alternate for each position. The Secretary of Agriculture will make the final appointments. The chosen individuals will begin serving a three-year term in December 2016. To download the application and agreement to serve, log on to ndsoybean.org or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council for more information.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I was feeling the blues. I was watching the news when this fella came on the TV.
Anybody that is a Garth Brooks fan is not feeling the blues, because there was a big announcement today that he's coming back. First time in 17 years, he'll be on the stage in North Dakota. So mark it on your calendar, May 7th. The tickets go on sale a week from Friday. And they're all $75, which I think is kind of cool. Hey, Polar Service Center is hiring again. You gotta love the bold energy this company has. They're just amazing. They're one of the largest tank trailer. Well, they are the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, one of the largest in the world. And they have service centers all around the country. And the service centers in Williston and in Kildare, they need more technicians. Tank trailer mechanics, service technicians, mechanics. They're doing bumper to bumper work now for a lot of fleets, doing a lot of good work for the industry. And they need people. They pay up to $32 an hour, plus housing if you're in Kildare, and a great benefits package. Call Terry for all the details. He's the HR man. He's waiting for your call. He's at their headquarters in southern Minnesota right now, 507-696-1164. 507-696-1164. Just say, Terry, the Scott guy said $32 an hour. Tell me more. I'm all over it. You just tell him that deal, okay? 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Town Hall, final segment on What's on Your Mind. Scott Hannon, Todd the Radio God Mitchell, and our guest Congressman Kevin Cramer, who's there every week. We'll do a lightning round here, okay?
Cool.
And the lightning round means I've got four callers and 5 minutes to do it in. So that's quick. That means, you know, like a sentence question and a sentence answer. Dana and Judd, you start.
Good morning, Scott and Kevin and Todd.
Hi, Judd. Dana, I mean, and Judd.
Dana and Judd, glad to have you. Go ahead, sir.
I want to follow up with the farmer that called in about what's happening out here with the agriculture, because right now they're selling off all their equity to get their loans, and I want to know if you're going to do anything about it. And my second question is, if the people show up in the primary and overwhelmingly back Trump, are you going to back him also, or are you going to pick the man you think is best for the party?
Well, first of all, we don't have a primary, so that's which is why I ran the straw poll. And the reason I made my comments so favorably about Donald Trump so far this morning is because he's overwhelmingly won my straw poll. The first question about what I'm supposed to do about agriculture is, this is why we passed a very good farm bill a couple of years ago that sets as a safety net a crop insurance program. Now, we do know that with the low prices and this year's planting season upon us, that we're probably going to be okay this year as far as lending goes. The banks are telling us they're not in too horrible shape this year with regard to their relationship with their farmers. But if we have another cycle next year, that could be problematic, and we might have to look at, you know, have to look at some adjustments. But farm bills are five-year farm bills. They're not something that we like to tinker with year to year, because once you open them up, you run all kinds of risks. So we might have to look at some.
Thanks, Dana. Got to keep rolling today. Short on time. Gary, one sentence in a question and a quick answer. Kevin. Gary, go ahead.
I'll call back tomorrow.
You want to call back tomorrow? Well, Congressman Cramer won't be here. But you can call back. Gary's in Sturgis, South Dakota anyway, so he's Christy Noem's, you know, constituent down here.
Good.
George, on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Hey, George, good.
That's I just have, like everybody, to go online and use the Donald Trump thing and ask what Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump have in common. You come to a spot where there's 15 things by Newsmax, and you'll be very surprised that those two are almost identical.
Yeah.
One thing that makes them both this way, they both knew the art of negotiation. If they can get 80% of what they want out of a negotiation, they figure they came out a winner.
Yeah, that was Ronald Reagan's philosophy.
Great.
Good point, George. I don't think gentle nature is on the list, but, you know, maybe it's, you know,
rhetorically and as far as how they conduct themselves, completely different.
Yeah.
Their appeal, however, is very similar. White, especially with blue-collar, middle-class America, Ronald Reagan appealed to them, Donald Trump appeals to them, and that's...
And that's where the Republican Party is blowing it right now, by having this panic attack when you look at all the new voters that are coming in and folks that are, you know, saying, hey, I don't like Sanders, I don't like Hillary, I'm going to go over there. I mean, that's... Reagan Democrats, we were glad about. I don't know why we're not glad about Trump Democrats. I don't understand. By the way, didn't you say whoever was the top vote getter in the final poll would get your vote as a delegate?
Well, first of all, I'm not a delegate. There are no automatic delegates to the national convention. So I happen to believe, by the way, that that there will only be one person place a nomination at the convention, because that's the tradition based on these primaries and caucuses. So, but yeah, that's why I've been so, like I said, complimentary today of Donald Trump. He's earned the support.
All right, last call, Nathan in Williston. Quick question.
Hey, guys, it's more of a comment just in regard to Trump and the economics. What we're looking at between Trump and Cruz is the difference between tariffs and tax cuts. Trump's for tariffs, which will raise prices on the individual consumer when those products are brought in from China or wherever they are, versus tax cuts from Ted Cruz with a flat tax for businesses and individuals, which will put more money in everyone's pocket. So that's why I'm voting for Cruz. I think it's going to be better for everybody and actually stimulate the economy through that.
Yep, that's a fair comparison. Very, very astute.
All right.
Hey, you have Congressman Kramer. Thanks for talking to me.
You bet, Nathan. Anytime.
Thanks
for listening, Nathan. Glad you're there. Appreciate it very much. We'll do this all over again tomorrow. And, of course, Congressman Kramer again next Wednesday on the program with the Talk Radio Town Hall.
Your listeners are awesome.
Aren't they great?
They are. They're
best listeners on the radio, bar none. We love them. Absolutely. Todd and I have a great honor being here every single day to chat with them. Okay, Congressman, thank you. We'll chat with you later.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Talk Radio Town Hall next week, and we'll see you tomorrow right here. God bless you. Bye-bye.
MyPillow is helping thousands of people sleep all across the country. Listen to what Brian has to say.
With my busy schedule, I don't always have the luxury of getting 7 or 8 hours of sleep. So when I finally do get to bed, I can't afford to be tossing and turning and staring at the clock. After suffering from insomnia and neck pain, switching to MyPillow has helped me rest longer, and in the morning, I wake up feeling refreshed. If you have trouble sleeping through the night, or know someone that is, try MyPillow. Its unique fill contours to your sleeping style, and cleaning is easy. Just throw it in the washing machine and dryer, and boom, your MyPillow is just like new. With a 60-day money-back guarantee, what do you have to lose? Get MyPillow and sleep better.
Get your own MyPillow. Give them a call or go online to MyPillow.com. Click on the 2-for-1 special and use promo code SCOTT at checkout, or call 800-506-9028 and get the sleep you've been missing.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.